Hi, my name is Robert. I turned 24 a few months ago. It's crazy how at such a young age, I have seen things that have affected me greatly and had deep consequences in my life. My own family tried to sabotage my plans for their own selfishness and led me to experience such weird circumstances. You are probably confused about what I'm saying. To make it easier for you to understand, I will start telling you my story from the very beginning. I was brought up in a relatively rich household. We used to live in a posh neighborhood with some other upper-class families and such. My family had a pretty good bonding with all of these neighbors, but they were really close to one of the families in particular. I'm talking about my best friend, Cecilia's family. Cecilia and I had been friends since we were born. You know, something to do with spending all our time together because our parents forced us to. Well, I didn't mind, because I was glad for Cecilia anyway. I was an introvert, and socializing was not easy for me, so I really didn't have many friends. Cecilia was one of the few people who talked to me and kept me company, so you can imagine how a huge portion of my time was spent with her. I guess that was the reason that I developed a crush on her. I really don't know when it happened or how it happened. I just remember that I used to think about her a lot, and how fun it was with her all the time. So the 5-year-old me developed a crush on her, without even meaning to. I was so young that I didn't even understand my feelings toward her. It was only a few years later that I realized how attracted I was towards Cecilia. And, well, she was my best friend, so this wasn't going to end well for either of us. I didn't want to ruin our friendship, but I guess I made my feelings too obvious. Cecilia was pretty smart in general, and she could read me like an open book. So it didn't take her long to figure out that I liked her. When she confronted me about this, I was scared out of my mind. I was expecting her to give me a clear yes or no, but what she did was much worse. She humiliated me. "You really think that I would ever date someone like you?" she had laughed. "Have you seen me? All the boys in schools are dying to date me. Why would I choose you when I have a better option?" Ouch. That hurt. More so because I hadn't expected her to be so rude about it. She didn't have to look down upon me like that. But what's more pathetic was the fact that despite everything, I still couldn't get rid of my feelings for her. Throughout middle school and even high school, she used every opportunity she could to berate me and humiliate me in front of everyone. I was not popular to begin with, and Cecilia parading around the school announcing that a loser like me had a crush on her wasn't doing any good for my reputation. This was not where she stopped, though. She dated almost the entire male population of our school right in front of my eyes, through all of those years, while keeping me in the friend zone. I know what you were thinking, I should have just moved on from her and ignored her. But it was not that easy. No matter what I did, my feelings for her remained the same. And, as I already said, she was one of the few people who I was friends with. Actually, I only had two friends. One was Cecilia, and the other was Chase. Well, as the last straw, Cecilia sabotaged my friendship with Chase. She dated him, and kissed him right in front of my eyes. And I would have been okay with that if Chase hadn't been so smug about it and rubbed it on my face. Both of them did this despite knowing how I would feel. If I remained friends with them even after this, then I would have been a first-class fool. Thankfully, high school was over by then, and I had to start looking for colleges. I wanted a fresh start, that's why I decided to move to another state for college. My dad was against this. He wanted me to get enrolled in the same prestigious college to which Cecilia had applied. Like heck I would. I refused, clearly, and stated that I was going to move and it didn't matter what kind of college I got. I just wanted to be away from the place that had bitter memories of my childhood and teenage years. "If you go against me on this, then I will cut off your funding," Dad threatened. "Why can't you just be obedient and go to a good college?" "I've already told you the reason," I replied. "I don't care about my funding. The college I am going to is really cheap. I'm pretty sure that I can sustain myself with the help of a few part-time jobs." "You will regret your decision later, Robert," Dad sighed. "I'll be waiting for you to come back, crying to me." "Sure, we'll see about that," I replied. And soon after that, I moved across the country. I'm not gonna lie, I was really nervous and afraid because of what Dad had said. And this was my first time being by myself. He was pretty daunting. But I had to break free of the loser image that I had been awarded in my school years, and nothing could be better than having a fresh start. I actually started making effort to socialize with others. The fact that they were not like the snobby rich kids in my previous school helped a lot. Everyone was kind and polite to me. I made a lot of friends pretty quickly and was surprised at my skills myself. It was hard for me to believe others when they used to compliment me on my looks or anything else. Cecilia had broken my self-esteem completely. But, I must say, moving to a different state for college was a good move on my part. It was doing wonders for my confidence and social life. And, guess what? I was able to move on from Cecilia as if it were nothing. Well, I can't take complete credit for that, though. I would have to thank my girlfriend, Elsa, here. Yes, you heard that right. I got a new girlfriend in college. Her name was Elsa, and to me, she was the most gorgeous girl to ever exist in the world. It shocked me how she was dating someone like me. What's even more surprising was the fact that she approached me first. We knew each other through mutual friends, but I never thought that she would even think of me romantically, because I knew better than to hope. However, she came to me while we were in the class one day. "I heard that you're good with solving the numerical," she said. "Can you help me with it?"
Sure, I replied nervously.
So in the beginning, I sort of tutored her every day after classes were over. We started spending more and more time together, and in no time, she made remarkable progress. The day our test results came out, she had come and hugged me in excitement. "Oh my God, Robert," she explained. "Thanks to you, I scored such good grades on the test." "That's great," I smiled, though it was all because of your hard work. "But it wouldn't have been possible if you didn't dedicate your time to me," she replied. "Come on, I'll treat you. Are you free for dinner today?" How could I refuse? This dinner turned out to be my first date. I wasn't expecting anything, honestly. But it was Elsa who brought up the subject. "So," she started nervously, "we've been spending so much time together that I've kind of got habituated to you, and I like your company. You're not like other guys who talk to me only when they want something. You're genuine, and I think I like you a lot." I gaped at her for a few seconds before coming back to my senses. Was this real? No girl had ever been interested in me before this, so I was having a hard time digesting this. "I like you too, Elsa," I admitted, and, well, we started going out. Elsa was more popular than me at our college, so everyone was shocked to see her going out with me. It took me a few days myself to actually believe that she was dating me. I kept trying to figure out if she had nay hidden motives or if she wanted something from me, but Elsa seemed really sincere to me. During the holidays, I was visiting home, and I wanted Elsa to meet my parents, so I brought her with me. It was probably the biggest mistake of my life. My mom and dad acted really cold towards her, making me feel embarrassed and bad for her. "Dad, this is my girlfriend, Elsa," I introduced nicely. "I wanted you to meet her." Dad gave a nod to Elsa.
"I am Jerome. I think you already know about me, since my company is pretty famous."
"Yeah, I have often seen your company making news headlines," Elsa answered politely.
"Of course," Dad replied. "What about you and your family, though? What does your dad do?"
My dad is a high school teacher," Elsa replied with a smile. "We are a middle-class family with a normal lifestyle."
"That's a shame," Dad said, making my eyes widen. "Why is Robert dating you, then? He won't be good for his future."
"Dad, stop!" I exclaimed. "Are you serious right now? I'm dating Elsa because I love her. What's it to you? Money and background are not everything, you know. A rich person can have a crappy personality, too, and I have first-hand experience of that." Dad opened his mouth to no doubt humiliate us further, but I raised a hand and stopped him from saying anything. "We're leaving," I said. "You don't have to waste your breath, Dad." I gestured for Elsa to follow me to the main door before leaving, though. I suddenly recalled something that I had planned some time ago and wanted to tell Dad. I turned around to face him. "This summer, I will be going to Africa for 1 year to do some humanitarian and charity work." Dad's face went completely pale. I wasn't even surprised.
"You can't do that, Robert," he almost yelled. "You can't waste money like that, and you shouldn't take a drop year for such ridiculous things."
I shook my head. "This is not wasting money, Dad. I want to do some good work and spread positivity. You're a millionaire, for God's sake. Can you be a little more open-minded?"
"No. You're not going, and that's final," he declared. "And if you don't listen to me then this time, I will really cut off your allowances for an indefinite period of time."
I didn't care about it before, and I don't care now. I wasn't going to tell this to Dad, but I had saved enough money in the past 18 years. Whenever he gave me an unnecessary amount of money to spoil me, I used to simply add it to my savings. And surprisingly, after 18 years, it'd become a huge amount. It was more than I needed for myself, but my dad was better off not knowing this. Otherwise, he would just find a way to get his hands on my savings. Elsa and I left after that. It had been a mistake on my part to bring Elsa to my home. I thought that Dad might have changed by now, but he was still the same rich, snobby person I knew. I'm sorry about my dad, I apologized to Elsa on our way back. I swear I had no idea that he would behave like this. Hey, it's completely okay, she said with a smile. Besides, don't be sorry. It wasn't even your fault. You intervened in time and prevented things from getting out of hands. I'm thankful. I nodded. Thank you so much for understanding. Any other girl would have probably left me by now. Elsa laughed. You're stuck with me, okay? Oh, by the way, what was that about going to Africa and doing charity work? When were you going to tell me? I scratched my neck. I was going to tell you, but didn't know how to bring it up. I don't want you to be mad or upset because I'll be gone for 1 year. She mused. I am mad, but not for the reason you were thinking. I'm mad that you hid it from me. As for being upset, we can do something about it, yeah? What? I asked in confusion. I will go with you, she replied. It will be a nice break from the toxicity of our lives. I have always wanted to do charity work anyway. So, this is the perfect opportunity. Really? My mouth dropped open in shock. You don't mind taking a drop for this? She shrugged. As I said, I want to take a break from everything. And this way, I also get to graduate at the same time as you. Well, she was right. And I couldn't be happier that she had decided to accompany me on this trip. So, that was settled. We returned back to our college, and life assumed its normal pace. Everything was going fine until one day. I saw Cecilia in the college. Yes, I am talking about Cecilia. My childhood best friend who had ruined my high school years. I don't know what she was doing in my college, but her arrival sure had created a buzz within the student community. I hoped that she was just visiting and had not actually enrolled. But, of course, my life had to work against me. I tried to avoid running into her, but she sought me out in the cafeteria. She ran towards me and grabbed my arm before I could escape. Robert, I have been trying to find you the whole day, she huffed. Were you avoiding me? Yes, I replied honestly. I have no interest in talking to you. That's mean, she frowned. Why do you have to be so rude? I came all this way just for you. What do you mean? I asked, shaking off her hold on my arm. I wanted to be with you, so I decided to enroll here, she said, giving me a flirtatious smile. Isn't that too nice of me? I don't want you here, I told her. Don't even try to cross any limits. I have a girlfriend. I left before she could say anything. Why the heck was she here all of a sudden? And what did she mean because of me? Since when was she interested in me? Something was really fishy here. How could Cecilia enroll in my college in the middle of a semester? Unless she used some connections. And what did she want from me now?